That's the first thing a person's got to learn, that there is a condition. The world is drifting around. They think there are lots of people who take care of the mind, and they think there are lots of doctors around that heal everything, you know, and they think there are governments that are taking care of their citizens, in some happy little teeny-weeny dream, you know. And they've never really looked at the conditions, you see. This guy is going around, and he isn't the least bit aware of his own condition. Not even the least bit aware of his own condition. You know what's going to happen to him? Do you realize that very shortly he'll be dead? That's the condition he's in. He's going to die. And do you know that you could look somebody right straight between the eyes and tell that with the greatest of truth? He's going to die. It seems so ordinary to a human being that he should die that it doesn't ever occur to him as a condition. It's a condition of his day-to-day life. He's getting older, so he's going to die. When you say to this to somebody, it puts him in a little bit of a state of shock. You say, you're going to die. That's the condition you're in. You're going to die. And you know, the whole medical profession and all insurance companies have built all of their business on that one statement. You're going to die. That's the condition. That's the condition of the human race. So it actually goes from death, see, into the first part of our board, which is we say, at this point of the board, it's not necessarily true that you're going to die. Yes, well, if you keep on going the way you are, you're going to die, but it's not necessarily true at this part of the board. You don't have to die. And that's a condition of Scientology. You don't have to get sick. These things don't have to happen to you. In other words, conditions can be bettered. You get somebody to realize his condition and so forth. So we get a whole new battery of processes, by the way, that come out underneath this thing that we have always taken for granted, and which has made it difficult for us to sell the individual Scientology. And by applying those various processes, you, becoming accomplished in these things, will be able to walk out on the street and tag somebody. And it doesn't matter whether you tag him or he tags you. Why, in short order, if you handle this thing right, you're just looking at a Scientologist right there. Because what have you done? You put him into the first condition, which is a realization that such a thing as Scientology exists. And that's the first condition you're trying to establish in a being. And it gives you the drill of exactly how you do this to anybody, whether he's a paranoid or a nut. And the only person you wouldn't convince and so forth would be somebody who was utterly unconscious, like a psychiatrist. Now, the fellow is too far gone. You can't talk to a dead man about it because he isn't there. Now, this isn't a matter of death. These conditions can be very high. And the funny part of it is that all processing from that point thereon always contains a condition. This is then in common to the remainder of the chart. So as you move in from left to right, this one always carries along slightly with it. But after you've had a condition, what have you got to do? Well, an old-time auditor like you ought to know you better communicate with it. So that is our next department. And we have the Department of Communications, and the name of the level is Communications. That's all. Now that we've got the guy, so he knows the condition and he can communicate, he can now find out some more by perceiving. So the next point is perception. The next department must be perception, and that is the Department of Inspections and Reports. Elementary. If you think it over for a moment, you'll find out that communication must precede perception. Very, very delicate little point here. Now, the next line after this is orientation. After you perceived, you know where you are. So you have something known as orientation. You can orient yourself. If you're ever having a nightmare, all you got to do is open one eye and find out where you are, and you cease to have the nightmare. The most elementary process I know of. And so it is in life. This fellow comes along, and he's been having nightmares up to this point that he has called life. And he then, being aware that conditions can exist, and being able to communicate with those conditions, perceives and so orients himself and find out he's been living in a thing called a nightmare. You see, he would, just like that. So that these earlier stages now are walking along with us. We haven't met this next one yet, but there it is. In the next step, after one has achieved orientation, is, of course, understandings. But orientation, weirdly enough, is the department of compilation. After you see where you are, you note it down. After you put a few of these notes together and so forth, they add up to a compilation of orientation. And you can hand them to people and they can orient themselves, don't you think? But you can't hand them to people without understandings. You've got to compile them into understandings, do you see? Organizationally, we're tracking. I'm subtly shifting from case to organization, don't you see? Understandings, of course, is what else but the Department of Publications? They would, of course, publish what's to be understood. You follow? But a pre-clear, he had run into a condition, he communicated with, he perceived what it was, oriented himself in it, now he would understand it. So his level at this point would be understandings. He would be able to attain understandings. And not for God's sakes anymore, please. We've had the error too long. He doesn't attain at that point understanding. He gets understandings. And his understandings, of course, have been compiled under orientation. He took notes and he put them all together and they became understandings. Well, of course, they can become published. He can now say, look what I understood. He can now tell people what he understood. He can now tell himself what he understood. And I think that's all understanding is telling yourself. So, we now run into the next department, which is really the Department of Promotion, called Department of Promreg, Promotion Registration. And that's Promreg. But what do you guess it's under? It's under purposes. It's all a Promreg ever handles, by the way. They're handling people's purposes. If they ever handle anything else but their purposes, they're in trouble. If they don't alter, change, shift, or enforce purposes, they don't ever get anybody to appear any place on a course or in an organization. As far as PC is concerned, why, he has arrived at purposes. And if you count these very carefully, conditions is 1, communications 2, perception is 3, orientation 4, understanding is 5, and purposes is 6. Which puts our PE and HAS off the chart where it belongs and reorients by taking advantage of the missing 5 that we had without changing anything but a few class numbers, gives us our same certificate scale and holds stability on R6. Which everybody knows most. They don't pay much attention to the rest of the numbers, but R6 they do pay attention to. And Department of Promreg is the 6th department, and it also happens to be the 6th level, and it's also the 6th grade, which that's the 6th PC grade, and that's the 6th auditor grade, don't you see? And what has he achieved at that point? Well, he's gotten rid of all the false purposes, and he knows what his purposes are. And he has achieved a state of clear. Now, that's all HCO. We have gotten no further now than HCO. And HCO is a double-barrel department division, and it's the only one there is. I'll track back. There are numerous other of these things, but I'll have to cut you in on what this is all about here. And the numerous othernesses of all this is that HCO has always had a post called HCO DeSemSec. HCO Dissemination Secretary. And the HCO secretary takes care of the conditions, communications, and perception. In other words, takes care of the office of L. Ron Hubbard, the Department of Communications. That's everybody in the org's communications, not just HCO. And the Department of Inspection Reports, which includes, of course, OIC and cable data and justice and committees of evidence and lawyers and anything that you would inspect and report on is contained in that area. So it's very easy to understand what is grouped under that. You see somebody studying this board, wondering where something goes, and then all of a sudden he goes clink. Well, of course, it couldn't go any place that there, and sure enough, it goes there. In other words, it's a board that lends itself to understandings. So the DSEMSEC takes over at the Department of Orientation. The HCO DSEMSEC takes over at the Department of Orientation and has the remaining three departments, which are, of course, compilation, publications, and promotion. Now, frankly, you could say, well, why do we call all that HCO? Well, actually, it can't work by itself, because the original formula which led us into Scientology was, having noted the conditions, I found it was necessary to communicate with them in order to perceive, orient myself in them, and with the resulting understandings, find out what my purpose really was. And so that was a formula, and it was the original formula by which we moved in. But I have put the thing in order, not as it was expressed at that time. It was expressed nearly like that, but I put the thing in order so that it's clarified. So if it led to this much technology, it must have been a whale of a purpose. Must have been quite a purpose in itself. And to knock it out at this particular time would probably be to knock the whole basis out from underneath everything. So we keep that as HCO, and we say that's all HCO. But HCO now has two secretaries, but one is not the HCO secretary. She's still top dog. You've got the HCO DSEM secretary taking care over Department of Compilations and having three departments under her. Now, the first three departments under the HCO secretary are Division 1. That's Division 1, and that simply means communications. That's their specialty because it's the center action of it, and that's the communications division, but you would call it the HCO division, merely because we know it as that over long periods of time. Now, the next one, Division 2, which takes care of the Department of Compilation, Publications, and Promotion, would be the Dissemination Division. Dissemination Division. The division has three departments. Now, you'll see the purpose for these very shortly. Now, there are six of these divisions. It's a lot of them. And we're going to find something very weird that they missed way back on the track, space opera-esque. I will explain to you what it is. It's a staggerer. And that is, all you've got to do is cross two divisions on a hat. And from that point on, you have jammed the ability of the organization to expand. And that is the secret. To the degree that you then cross hats on this chart, that is to say, somebody tries to wear a hat of Division 2 and a hat of Division 4, if you carefully and actual experience look over the thing very carefully and wonder why in the name of God everything is going to pieces and everybody seems to be very upset and so forth, you look over the org board very fat and you'll see that Josie Ann is on HCO dissemination and also on field activities. And that seemed logical to somebody, but somehow or another it is absolutely jammed into a horrible mess. You go in and look at her basket, their comm station, and you will find out that it is stacked so you just can't see over it. The lines lock at these points, and six is irreducible. Actually, the six is irreducible. You can't call it really an organization until it has six people in it, one for each division. And the degree that it won't expand is the degree that you cross those divisional hats. And when an organization gets just so big, you cross departmental hats at your peril. When it's very small, you can cross departmental hats. But when it gets very big, or just mediumly big, you start crossing departmental hats, you'll find out that all the traffic is piling up at that point. It is making a horrible log jam. In other words, what I'm talking about here is we've got six separate activities. And these separate activities, as you look into them, these separate activities go on a basis of, your first one is communication. Now, if you don't have, see, that's division one, we call it HCO. You don't have communication, why, you're in pretty bad trouble. Have you ever noticed anybody who was out of communication? I think you very possibly have used the word occasionally. Well, he's in pretty bad shape. But if somebody doesn't disseminate at all, they never put out, they could be in communication, but they never give out anything. They would talk to you, but they never give anything out. One way or the other, you'd find that was pretty bad, and they'd be pretty sick. So that's actually one, and that's two. Dissemination then would be two. And then if we look this over very carefully, if somebody isn't neating the organization together, if there isn't an organization division, there's nobody looking after the organization. Well, the organization then wouldn't be there. It'd just be these other divisions floating out into the air, you see. So you've got to have an organization division, and that's three. And I want to write it big enough so that you can see it, or I'd string them all out in one line the way they should be. And you then come in here, and you've got to have a technical division, because that's what we're in, that's the know-how, and even if you were making beans or spaghetti, you'd still have to have a technical division. Why? Because this is what you do. It isn't what you know, that's clear back up in the other line, see? But it's what you do, that's the technical activity, and we're particularly in technical, so therefore it's the doingness of the technical, not the technical sitting there all by itself, don't you see? And that, of course, is four. And your next lineup, immediately after your technical, is the point that has been missed in all org charts on this planet and back to 80 trillion years ago. You can't make a product. Just make a product. That is not possible. Times change, things alter. You can't just say, it's a product. And nobody does, oddly enough, but they don't have it on their org boards. And sooner or later, they neglect it. They've got to qualify the product. Got to qualify it. They've got to say, this is how it behaves, and this is what it does, and then they've got to go back and straighten up in the manufacture of the product anything that went wrong in making the product that made it fall down in qualification so that it couldn't meet the conditions which it was going to be used under. Do you see? So this was an absolutely vital step. And no factory actually does miss this. When they do miss this, they've had it. They keep pouring out automobiles. I think once in a while, the Lincoln car, I think it was about the 58 model or the 59 model. This was missing. And they sold those things madly to important people, too, because it took that much to buy it. And just gave themselves the worst name you ever heard of. Because out that thing went, and its electrical connections promptly started failing all over the place. It had never had any inspection on put together, and the distributors hadn't got this step on their org board in their garages and so on out through the country. So they filled They filled up their service bays and showrooms with non-running Lincolns. You couldn't repair any Lincoln because all the Lincolns they'd sold had come back. Nothing could move on the line because the qualification step having been missing, you now had the whole product unmoving. Even if it did go out, it was rejected. So they left this up to the public. So the public was doing this step. You see, somebody had to wear the hat. You follow that? And inevitably, somebody has to wear the hat if it's missing on these things. It's very, very amusing. So that's your qualifications division, and it, I'll go into what composes it, but that's the outfit that takes care of that little step. And then you've got here your distribution division, which is six. It's very funny that we would have a distribution division. That sounds very weird, because you have to make up your mind what we're distributing. And it's very amusing. You go over this lineup. I mean, the stuff I've been over here the last few weeks, I say it cracked my brain. I didn't want to get in the road of it. Spare myself. Just fantastic numbers of small points that would keep coming up and have to be answered. Like, what do we as Scientologists make? What do we produce? Is an organization marketing Scientologists? And you know, it's not. It's not even vaguely. An organization is simply selling Scientology. And you say, well, wait a minute. Then what is Scientology? Scientology is the ability to change conditions. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Got that? Scientology is the ability to change conditions. The technology of how you change conditions. And we've been wearing that by changing Scientology. Now, I hate to put it into this kind of category and so forth. We were selling soap powder, and somebody said, well, what's this do? Let's say it was a bogwog out from the Wogbogs, and a bogwalker from the middle of Bogtown. And he said, what's this stuff do? He's pretty, it's kind of sticky to the hand, and what's it do, and so forth. And you say, it is a marvelous preparation. He said, what's it do, and so forth. You say, it's beautiful. It's very beneficial. He says, what you do? We have to tell him eventually that it is something that changes shirts from dirty shirts to clean shirts. And we would only miss if he didn't know that a clean shirt was desirable. And out in the public, we're dealing with a bunch of very dirty wogs. They don't know that a clean shirt is... Before something can be sold, it has to be able to do something. Well, we know a lot of things Scientology can do, but a lump sum statement of what it can do comes back from the beginning of this channel that we go through here. It can change conditions. It's pretty interesting, because anything that could change any conditions anywhere would have to be a very, very well-regulated group, because it'd tend to fly to pieces with the greatest of ease. We'd have to be able to be a group so that we could decide amongst us what conditions were to be changed eventually. And if we ourselves didn't decide this, but we all went off individually changing conditions, it would look pretty chaotic. Because the weird part of it is we've got in our hands the universal solvent. It'll dissolve anything. Well, what do we put it in? Well, we'd better put it into an organizational form and decide what we're going to dissolve with it, because we are the only things that could hold it. Nothing else could. We're the only things that could carry it, hold it, handle it, or do anything else with it. What's very hard for people to see then is they haven't got the flakes of soap. But it can be described to them very easily, but you'd first have to, in the Department of Condition, indicate to them that clean shirts were desirable. Today's man wears clean shirts. You got that? And you know, you have numerous agencies propagandizing just the reverse in the field of the mind. Be glad you have a dirty mind. All artistic impulses come from your dirty mind. Buy our dirty minds. It's quite remarkable, but it's true. There's books right out there on the stands of Smith's. As you can at least order them through Smith, selling you the idea of how marvelous it is to be nuts. Man's halfway bought the idea. So we've got a long way to start. I remember some Scientologist that was working down in the middle of Africa. The main point is to know where you start. When you know where you start, you can promptly start. You get the idea. Some Scientologist working down in the middle of Africa and soil conservation and so forth finally found out what was wrong with the soil conservation program. As the natives to which the government was seeking to teach soil conservation didn't know that soil conservation had any value of any kind. Soil conservation, the preservation of their land, had to be sold to them because they were a nomad tribe, and they had already had a solution to it. Every time the soil unconserved, you moved. And they didn't recognize they were running out of Africa to move into. So that had to be taught to them. But that couldn't be taught to them because they were out of communication. So you had to play the condition against the communication against the condition against the communication, and you all of a sudden got somewhere. And they were able to move up the problem. But it was basically condition. Condition had not been seen, viewed, indicated, felt, experienced. But at that level, it sort of has to be by osmosis. You see, you haven't got much communication. That's what takes genius, you see. You haven't got much communication, you haven't got much perception involved with the thing, and yet somehow or another, this is what you're up against, you see. Somehow or another, you've got to get through to the bloke that clean shirts are desirable. You follow that? Well, it's very funny very, very amusing if you come right down to it, to compare Scientology to a box of soap. But let me tell you something. If you were trying to sell a Koh i Noor diamond, you had certainly better get into the marts of trade and find out how they're purveyed. Just how would somebody go about selling anything? Do you see? How would you disseminate anything? How would you handle anything? You would have to figure out what the lines were, not in the marts of trade, but just what existed amongst man. You'd have to be quite real, otherwise you'd be sitting in a little island completely divorced from the rest of existence. A very undesirable condition. How many auditors are sitting around the world right now in little islands, totally enclosed and barricaded against the world one way or the other for not being able to communicate? Okay? All you got to do is show them how to indicate to the WOG or anyone how to indicate that a condition of clean shirts is desirable. See? And then show them, org board, clean shirt, zoom! And they say, hey, and you wait, somebody will be rushing in to tell you, I just had the damnedest idea. Do you know what I've just found out? You know, when you talk to people, it makes a difference. Big four-star. And now you'll know what you've been trying to process. Eh? It's worse than this. I'll tell you more about it very rapidly. But these are your divisions. These are your six divisions, and those six divisions add up in this particular direction. If you cross any of these lines, if you cross two of these lines, if you've got communication dissemination crossing, I assure you that your dissemination out is going to block your communication in. If you had all of your mailings, for instance, running only on your org dispatch lines, you're not going to hear from anybody. So your dissemination would have been in vain. Now, when it comes to organization, if there isn't somebody holding the organization there financially, mess-wise, its buildings, and that sort of thing, you're going to be in trouble, that's for sure, because there's going to be no place to sit. Now, that doesn't bother an OT, but this organization also contains, at its left-hand end, raw meat, and they sit down. Now, if you don't produce anything, and there's no activity going on this thing, you never wind up with anything to distribute. That's obvious. But here, if you don't look over the qualifications of what you're distributing and so forth, you'll wind up with no distribution either. But the funny part of it is that every time you let a person who trains students examine them, something goes wrong. One of the oldest policies we have. So we can't cross those two divisions. Once more, in this, let's suppose this fellow was crossed entirely with technical. You know, the distribution division made up all of the product. I don't think they distribute anything. Furthermore, if this fellow wasn't actually a distribution division and so forth, he would change the product. You see? So, actually, over here, he's got to hold that product just as it is. That's what he is distributing. That's what's coming off the assembly line, and that's what he's distributing. You see? And so that's got to be a held standard and a distributed action. Now, this, oddly enough, if you understood this thing from A to Izzard, you could probably walk into Gestetner's or Standard Oil or something and start explaining this to some executive, and there'd be further executives and the vice presidents and general managers, and you would stand about 18 ranks deep in their top officers before you stood up, because they look at this stuff and they say, oh, my God, you know, oh, my God, yes, oh, yes. Well, now, what's all this, oh, yes? You can take your own life on this org board. You can take your own life. This isn't a completed org board. You can take your own life, and you can find out what one of your divisions is missing. You, personally. What one of your divisions is missing? Is it your dissemination division? Well, what does dissemination add up to with you? I don't know, but you can reinterpret it into your own actions. Your organization division, maybe that's missing. You know, everything is all chaotic. Or maybe your technical division, your service or action or production or what you're producing. Maybe you're not making anything. Maybe you're distributing nothing that you have made. Don't you think? Your production division, or which is about the same as your technical here. This is just Hobbs and Jobs and Dober into the Scientology organization, don't you see? But this is activity. Now, your next one over here, maybe you're not qualifying what you make. Maybe you don't you don't pick it up as it comes off the line. Say, that rings, that's a good one, you know? That rings, that's a good one. Maybe you aren't qualifying anything you're doing, don't you see? Maybe as it comes down the line, you say, that rings, and it doesn't ring at all, and you don't have any place to put it. You wind up wearing nothing but bum things that don't ring. And then after you've got a product, do you know that some people don't distribute it? You know, they leave it right there. You ever want to see somebody get stacked up? It's somebody whose distribution division is out. And that's pretty catastrophic. Now, just to go over this very rapidly, and this probably really is several lectures. We've got here, we got up as far as purposes, and that was the level six. But the rest of the lineup, I will just read rapidly. There's the department of the organization. It takes care of financial planning. It takes care of papers and that sort of thing, and balance sheets and records and inventories and all that sort of thing. Then you got your Department of Finance, our old Department of Accounts, and so on. But what is this thing, Department of the Organization? Now, what part of existence does it occupy? Well, it occupies direction, of course. But by level, after you've got purposes all cared for, boy, can you have direction. Interesting, isn't it? And then when we've got the direction cared for, why, direction, going in any direction, requires energy or makes energy. And so energy is your Department of Finance in an organization here. And then the funny part of it is, but do you know you have to apply energy to a body to make the body work something in order to get activity? Some way or another, you've got to apply your energy to something, so the body of the organization is the Department of Materiel. Elementary. But that holds all the buildings and places and repairs them and cleans them and cares for things. And, of course, personnel as a body is materiel. Not as a thetan, but as a body, they're materiel. So you have to feed them and house them and do various things like that. Now we get into, there's a missing point here which has got to be drawn in. This is estimation. And do you know that anybody who engages in activity, which is the next step, without estimation, is a hell of a time? Did you ever try to engage in an activity without estimating? Just try it sometime. Reach for doorknobs that aren't there. Step for step landings which are one step up from where you thought they were. You're going to have an awful time very shortly. So you've got to have body estimation activity. And by getting body estimation activity production, you determine a result. You don't determine a product. In other words, after the body has acted, you see, after you've estimated and it's acted, what are you going to get? You're going to get a result. Why are you going to get a result? Why don't you get a product? Well, that's the mistake people make. They think they get a product. They don't get a product at that stage. They get a result. You see? So here's your result. And now we've got to have, and this title here, Hobson Jobson's around, we've got perfection or correction. It could be either way, but correction isn't quite it. We actually have, at this point, review. We've got to review this thing. And after we've gotten through with reviewing it, we then have a product. Now we've got a product. And what do we do with a product? Well, you know, you could have a product and not do anything with it, as I said before, so we have to clear it. And that is the wildest pun that is on this board. Because, of course, clearing really belongs clear down here. That's OT. But we have to have it there because that action is a case. Because at that point, we had better start clearing somebody else. And that's what starts the whole thing over again. So it's a self-feeding circular machine, not a flat one. You follow? We get our field staff member system and so forth. So clearing the product, we get more to clear. So that, of course, is the Department of Clearing. Now, any function which we have ever had fits rather neatly in this structure. We can put it almost down with the greatest of ease. There more can be said about this. It can be written up more precisely. Probably be able to read it for a long time. But the funny part of it is you can take this level, this conditions, communication, perception, orientation, understandings, purpose, direction, energy, body, activity, production, result, review, product, clearing. You can take that one and you can analyze whether you're doing good or bad. You can take that and you can say, where are my activities falling down? Where are my activities falling down? And you just take that, and you'll spot one, and you'll be very happy with it until the following day when you find out you hadn't paid any attention to that one. And the next thing you know, it has done a complete analysis for you of the life you were living and what you're doing. And it's just as neat. And if you're holding a post or something of that sort, you see, that would straighten up your life, and even on life on a job. But if you're holding down a post, you, weirdly enough, would have to have here the departmental functions. You, an individual, would have to have each one of the departmental functions in order to get rolling. So the figure on this is 616. 616. There are six divisions. There are 16 departments. And so each department then has primarily six sections with 16 subsections. Each one of which now may have six divisions with 16 subdivisions. But it doesn't matter whether you have a staff member, a department, a section, a division, a little unit detached out to take care of the Swami Bami Hospital that the medical profession has just surrendered. There's still stethoscopes and uncoiled bandages lying down on the front lawn from the battle that was fought there, and they've surrendered. And you send a little unit over to take care of this place, you see. You're going to be able to barely get away with it if you detach somebody from divisions 1 and 2, another somebody from divisions 3 and 4, and another somebody from divisions 5 and 6. Their lines are going to jam very shortly, but you could just get away with it. It's a good temporary hit and miss proposition. But the funny part of it is, you really, to hold the place, you're going to have six people there. You're going to have division 1, division 2, division 3, division 4, division 5, and division 6 represented. And we'll see how that works out. But if you're going to hold it any length of time and so forth, and if you're actually going to have a going concern, then you're going to have their proper departments underneath those divisions. Otherwise, you start going mad. And then if you're going to hold it for a long time and it's going to expand, well, then by George, you're going to have the six subsections under each department. And then if you're really going to go for broke, you're going to add the 16 factor underneath that. In other words, the whole board goes crisscross. It's always the same board. It always expands in exactly the same direction. And you have actually six divisional hats. You have six divisional hats, and each divisional hat knows all the departmental hats. You can train anybody in on this, and you can train people in with a little bit on the other divisions and a great deal on his own division. It only gives us six hats, with, of course, one staff member hat. And that is the organization that's going to carry us along the line. Now, you say it hadn't been released. Well, it's been released. We've been working on it for 15 years, and we had a ball in putting this thing together, and we know more about organization than we can shake a stick at. We've tried practically every form known to man, and in putting this thing together, ways we have jammed and mistakes we have made are just suddenly coming into view as exactly why they were made, and so on. This is going to be put together, and will be released as an actual org board in the very near future. And we put it out like this. It's going to have classes of orgs. And that merely depends. We have solved the thing. We say there are two admin members for every tech member. And that is how big the organization can be. You can put two admin on for every tech you put on. And if you just keep that up, then it gets up a certain number of people, gives you a certain class of org, don't you see? But then you just say, everybody below you and every function below you is you're responsible for. We don't say there are missing hats in this organization. We say every hat below you, you're responsible for. Every empty hat below you, you're responsible for at any given time. So it wouldn't matter how big the board got, every hat below them, don't you see? This, we've only got one HCO secretary. She's got three departments under God knows how many other things. You say, see all those functions? They're yours. She eventually will get somebody to handle one, and the functions below that person. Don't you see? And the functions below that. So it's very simple to work out who, what is where, and it's a functional board, and it crisscrosses, and it should work out rather smoothly. Be posted here, by the way, in a matter of about 30 days in most organizations. And that you will see the public around taking a look at it. And may I recommend to you this org board? May I recommend to you, look over its 16 departmental significances. with regard to your own life and look over the 16 departments with regard to what you are doing in life. And I think you are ready for a lot of cognitions. Now you say, what happens above clear? Well, actually, an OT goes through all those upper stages. Thank you very much.